In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, during the course of the school year and liturgical year, we see and hear many stories of God's saints. All of us, we want to become saints because it's saints who live in heaven and always see God and will be happy there forever. And many of the saints were what are called martyrs. Martyr is somebody who has given his or her very life in defense of Christian religion or defending the holy religion or the Holy Catholic Church. And today the Church presents us two martyrs named Protus and Hyacinth, who were very brave in their own defending of the Catholic Church and who had to pay with that holiness, for that holiness with their very lives. Saints Protus and Hyacinth, they lived during the 3rd century in the Roman Empire and in the city of Rome. Many of the ancient martyrs, they come from Rome because Rome was the capital of the ancient world and also the place where both the secular power, supreme secular power, that is the emperor, and the supreme church power, that is the pope, they lived there. The saints whom we commemorate this day, Protus and Hyacinth, they are honored among one of the most famous martyrs of the city of Rome, because in their blood they defended holy religion, which was at that time in the 3rd century under a very great persecution from the Roman emperors. Protus and Hyacinth, they were brothers, and they worked in the city of Rome as servants of Saint Eugenia, a very noble lady who once was baptized to Catholic religion. And with Saint Eugenia, together with Saint Eugenia, whole her household was baptized as well, among them Saints Protus and Hyacinth. And because the new Christians were recently baptized, they always wanted to study their religion very well. Also, Protus and Hyacinth, they loved the stories of sacred scripture, namely the Bible. And they later became monks in Egypt. And when Saint Eugenia was about to die in their old hometown, Rome, they went there and accompanied her. They were arrested because they were Christians, and then together were first scourged and then beheaded on this day, September the 11th. Even though it's very great tragedy that Christians have to face persecution, through the bravery and courageousness of martyrs, including Saint Protus and Hyacinth, the Church have all these great examples to give us and also very powerful intercessors for us in heaven. We can truly never give enough praise of the courageousness of the martyrs. When we think of our own lives, little sorrows, difficulties, or whatever might hinder us to be happy in this life and serving Christ in our own manner, we can never compare our little difficulties with those horrible sufferings of the holy martyrs. In those ancient times, if you were a Christian, if you were a Catholic, you were in constant danger of death. At the any given moment, the officials could come to your home, take you, horribly torture you, and in the end kill you. They did offer you the chance of save your life, but that would have meant that you have to deny Christianity. You would have to deny Jesus and Mary and say that I don't believe like the Church teaches. And then the great and honorable martyrs, they didn't want to do that. they said that whatever happens, they will never deny Jesus and Mary, they will never separate themselves from the Catholic Church, which is our Lord's own church. And because of this bravery, they were so often tortured and put to death, so that today we have all these numerous of martyrs we venerate during the school year. So children, learn always to suffer and bear your own little sorrows with patience. If you think sometimes that nobody sees you, nobody cares about your sorrows, or nobody is willing to listen to you because everybody is always so busy, think about how courageous ancient saints, ancient martyrs were. They were put under the threat of either denying Christ or then put cruelly and painfully to death. What a great choice that was. And no matter how difficult our lives currently is, we don't have to make that our own choice. But even if that day would one day come, let us, like the saints, love our religion, love our Bible, so that whatever may come in our own lives, we always are and we always will remain Catholics. That is the spirit of martyrdom, sacrificing our own little sorrows, all for Christ's sake, because he has carried our sorrows and suffered for us, so that after we die from this earth, we wouldn't need to suffer anymore, but through the intercession of Mary and the saints, we would have everlasting life in heaven, just like Saint Protus and Hyacinth and all God's little and big saints have. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.